this month we have a dual focus. One of them is on one of the spiritual powers formulated by co-founder Charles Fillmore when he metaphysically studies the Bible. And he looked at the disciples and said, each one have a special ability or power. And what are we practicing the month of October? Release. That's right. We've had a few weeks to practice some releasing. And last week, some of you shouted out some of the things that you were releasing. See, I spoke on the first Sunday and spoke about how 50% of life is about release. You don't believe me? Hold your breath. Take a breath in and don't release it. So you got to take in and you got to let it out. And food, I mean, we ingest food and water and beverages, and we have to release the waste. We buy things, and then we have to take out the trash. You know, we are accumulators of stuff. Anybody got stuff, more stuff than you need, right? You know, you can have stuff, it's not bad, but does your stuff have you, all right? So we're talking about release, and it's release of things on the physical level. It might be releasing things that no longer serve you. It might be releasing a situation or a person. Sometimes that's challenging. Things, it's about always looking at ourselves and going, what is mine to release? I enjoy releasing. It's like, what can I let go of today? Because whenever I let go of something, there's more space for the divine, for something perhaps new that wants to be had. There's also the internal releases. And let's not forget releasing weight. Anybody? I never say the word I want to lose weight, because then I might find it. Just a word to the wise, you release. You don't want to lose it because you could find it again. Now, I personally have realized that part of my release this month is because going to Hawaii, I think, helped myself to be a little less mindful, be more mindless. So I am focusing on a new way to be with my food so that I am in the process of releasing a few of these extra that I don't need to carry around, even though it's winter and I might think that I have to insulate. So I'm choosing to be mindful and releasing some of that, and I've already started the process and started to see evidence of it. Part of the internal release is to look at beliefs, limiting thoughts that we may have. None of you have a resentment or a grudge against anyone, right? Right? So never mind, I won't. But to release resentments and judgments, because they block the flow. And the big one, and I spoke of this, I just used the word, releasing judgments. Oh, the big J. I spoke of judgments last week and gave an assignment about noticing yourself judging others or yourself. Anybody pay attention to that? A couple of you, great. Well, you have the rest of the month and rest of your life to notice where you might be having judgments. And we took that from the book that we're studying, and that's the thing that we go along with release, is The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. Last week, I spoke to you about the smoky mirror. Oh, before I go into that, one thing I'm going to choose to release is the aspect of time. Normally, I'm finishing my talk right about now, okay? So I could be energetically going, oh no, I have to be finished in 2 minutes, which some of you might be okay with, but you're going to get to have me anyway. So I'm releasing my attachment to the need to be complete at a certain time. That is not serving me, and so just a suggestion. So back to Don Miguel Ruiz's book, we talked about judgment, and the first chapter he talks about the smoky mirror. The smoky mirror was basically that part that is in a dream land, that a summation, we're all born as love, as light. As babies, we're pure love and light. And then we get the D word that he uses, domesticated, What is domestication? It is basically passing on to the generation, from the parents, the schools, the clergy, their cultures, how the world works. What is good? What is bad? What is right? What is wrong? How to behave? How to speak? How to think? That baby, who's pure love and light, therefore doesn't, on some experience, doesn't have a choice to what you're going to believe, because we are told this and that. And we are domesticated by what process? It's PNR. Punishment and reward. You're a good girl, you get this as your reward, just like a dog. You did good, here's a biscuit for you, or whatever, a treat. And if you are not good, you get the no, and you get maybe rejected by your parents or be told. So you get this whole thing about punishment and reward. You're good, you do what we want you to do according to what we're teaching you, then you get rewarded or you get punished. So what happens? We start doing things that we may not agree with because we want the reward. We fear the punishment. And we start pretending. We start pretending and people pleasing. Okay, nobody here has ever people pleased. You know, we have this and it's been indoctrinated. Now the thing is we did not choose our beliefs. You didn't choose your beliefs. They were given to you. And you basically agreed to them. That is the part. Because if you didn't agree to what you were told, you got punished. So we make agreements. And those agreements start to become embodied in our consciousness. We don't even know that we are being run by a belief system that we didn't choose for ourselves, but agreed to because we didn't want to be punished. That was the essential thing of last week's talk. And here's the thing, that the voices of people and wanting to please, all that, well, we become auto-domesticators. Who tells yourself, oh, you didn't do that right, or has an inner critic, right? We have inner critics, yes? And do you ever say, oh, I did really good. I did what I said. So we start domesticating ourselves, right? So where we, the book, there's a book. The book of L, and it's not love. Laws. Some of you know because you've been studying this chapter in the Adventures in Faith this last week. The book of law. The book of law is all the beliefs that were given to you, that you ended up agreeing to, about what's right, what's wrong, what's good, what's bad, how to behave, how to talk, how to be in every capacity. And so everything from that book of law, that book of beliefs, that we have not even aware perhaps what they are, is running us. And when you are not following that book of law, there is the judge. I spoke of Flip Wilson. Some of you went, yeah, right? Here come the judge. By the way, that's why I gave you the assignment last week, is to notice where you're judging. And when we judge another, the truth is it's a judgment of ourselves. Some aspect of ourselves we don't like. If I judge Rob as anything, being wonderful, being not so wonderful, that isn't even about Rob. It's about me, okay? Because everybody and everything is a mirror. And we're going to get deeper into that. So this whole thing about judgments takes us into the first agreement. The first agreement in Don Miguel Ruiz's book, which is what I'm going to focus on right now. And who knows what that is? It's be impeccable with your word. Be impeccable with your word. Don Miguel Ruiz says that it is the most important and the most difficult of the four agreements. He also said that when you honor that first agreement, and because the whole deal is we've made these agreements, right? We've made agreements without our even knowing that we made agreements. We need to create new agreements so that we're not living from something that is illusional to something that is truth-rooted. The Toltec wisdom, which is Don Miguel Ruiz's teaching, is about freedom. It says on here, it's a practical guide to personal freedom. So that is why we're focusing on these agreements and creating new ones. He said, basically, we could transcend to the existence that he calls heaven on earth. You want heaven on earth? Adopt this first one. Now, why is the word so important? The word is important because it is our power to create. It is our power to create. It is the word. I'm going to share with you what he says. He says, your word is the power that you have to create. It comes directly from Spirit, God. He goes to the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word is God. The Word is God. Think there's anything powerful in that? The Word is God. Now, we're going to go a little further into this. Through the Word, you express your creative power and manifest everything. What you dream, what you feel, what you think, and what you really are is all manifested by the Word. What is the Word? He goes on and says, it's not just a sound or a written symbol. The Word is a force. I want you to say that. The Word is a force. Okay? It is the power we have to express and to communicate, to think, and thereby to create the events in our lives. The Word is the most powerful tool as a human. It is a tool of magic. Why? Because we create. And a kid goes, oh, you created something. It came from the Word. But the Word is like a sword with two edges. It can create the most beautiful dream, and it can destroy everything around you. Okay, so one edge of it is the misuse of the Word, which creates a living hell. The other is the impeccability of the Word, which can create beauty and love and heaven on earth. Depending on how it is used, the Word can either enslave you or set you free. You have a power called the Word. And we're going to talk about why that is so important. There was one man in Germany who used the Word to install upon these very intelligent people ideas and fear that created a Holocaust, that cost people lives. One man, by his use of the Word, convinced folks that the Jewish people needed to be destroyed, and others as well. That is the demonstration of what it means to have the misuse of Word. It is something that we actually do on a daily, on a very small scale, you know, because sometimes we misuse our Word. It says to be impeccable with our Word. And I'm going to talk about impeccability, but the song Beloved Seeds, Don Miguel Ruiz says that our minds are like fertile gardens. They are fertile gardens, and whatever the seed is that you plant into your mind by what is said, an opinion, idea, that it gets planted. And if it's entertained, it becomes a part of your inner garden. We have gardens in our lives. Question is, what is in your garden? Are there weeds of worry, weeds of fear, weeds of doubt? Are there weeds of confusion and separation? Or is your garden filled with flowers of beauty? Is it filled with peace and harmony? Is it filled with joy, vegetables of truth, fruits of sweetness? What's in the garden of your life? And you might judge yourself. Oh, isn't that interesting? I'm judging myself. I'm going to go back to that judging piece right now, because the word, when we're judging ourselves or another, I gave you a line to use. When I see myself judging someone, and I paid attention, not 100% of the time, because part of it is we are so domesticated that we are judging without even being aware of it. It's part of our system. We don't even realize that we're judging ourselves or another. So when I notice myself judging somebody, I'm like, oh, so I caught myself. That's good. Good job. Instead of going, oh, there I am judging again. I was like, no, I caught myself, because awareness is big key right here. And I gave you a line to say, I forgive myself for judging myself or another as whatever, because the truth is. Spirit spoke to me while I was doing this exercise, judged to somebody, and I noticed it. And what I realized is the truth is, I forgive myself for forgetting that that person is divine. I forgive myself for forgetting that I am divine. That is really the bottom line. You can put all these other words in there. And here's the word, forgive means free. Forgiveness is freedom. Forgiveness is release, because we're talking about release. Anytime I forgive myself or free myself from the judgment that I forgot that I'm the divine and so are you. My job, my goal is to remember that I'm divine and so are you. Your behavior might be questionable. My behavior might be questionable, but does it take away that I'm still divine? And so is everybody else. That is our second principle in Unity Teachings. We say everything is spirit, including me, including you, and you, and you, and you. And how we can say those words, but how much do we live from them? The great way showers, our great masters and teachers, are the ones that embodied it. They didn't have any question or doubt. They just knew that we were all divine. Jesus, the great way shower, said, "Know ye not that you are gods?" But we don't want to take that mantle on, because we think it puts us above everybody else. But how can you be above everybody else when everybody else is the divine too? That's it. Domestication. I'm putting in a new agreement in here. Not that I'm less or greater than anybody else. My new agreement is we're all divine. And these practices and the agreements are about bringing us back to that truth so that we are not just thinking about it or talking about it on Sunday morning, but we live from it. What would the world be like if we were all coming from, isn't that interesting, my behavior or somebody else's behavior, and we're still divine? Because we may not do things that are in alignment, and what if I really get that I'm divine? Maybe my actions will start being a little more loving. What if I considered that you were the divine, having a low vibrational moment, and that is why you're having behavior in that manner? And you're the divine, and I'm here to love, because spirit is love, period. Okay, now we're going to impeccable. Thanks for staying with me and releasing the idea that we needed to be done by a certain time. But I'm not belaboring things. I'm going to the heart, because Spirit said we can do this. So the word impeccable, what does the word impeccable mean? You look it up in the dictionary. It says perfect, without faults, flawless. That is not what he means by impeccable. Impeccable actually means without sin. Isn't that interesting? Now we're going to take this apart. The Latin word peccatus means sin. And the M means without. So impeccable means without sin. Are you ready for this? What a sin means according to Don Miguel Ruiz? A sin is anything you do which goes against yourself. That may be different than some of the teachings that you may have from other traditions. I'll say it again. A sin is anything you do that goes against yourself. Would you repeat that? A sin is anything you do that goes against yourself. Okay. Everything you feel and think about yourself that goes against you is a sin. You go against yourself when you judge or blame yourself for anything. Being without sin is exactly the opposite. Being impeccable means not going against yourself. When you are impeccable, you take responsibility for your actions, but you do not judge or blame yourself. So, sin begins with rejection of yourself. He says, self-rejection is the biggest sin you can commit. I'm going to take that right to Unity teachings. Why? Because when I judge myself, I'm judging God. I am choosing to think of God as anything less than what it is, right? When I judge me or judge you, I'm judging God. Isn't that interesting? Very good. So I don't want to sin. I don't want to go against myself. Being impeccable with your word means not going against yourself, not judging yourself. It means the correct use of your energy and to use your energy in the direction of truth and love for yourself. You make an agreement that I'm going to be impeccable, loving, and kind to myself. Then there's the impeccability, because it's really about self-love. You know, the golden rule, you can only love others, basically, as much as you love yourself. Do unto others as you would do unto you. So, the major key is to love yourself unconditionally, regardless of your behavior, your judgments, because God does not judge us. We have been domesticated to judge. We are loved regardless. I am loved no matter what. My job is to learn to love Liz unconditionally with all of her interesting ways of being, behaviors. And by the way, when you are in your shadow and low vibrational self, it's only because there's some part of you that has a need. There's a call for love. We're either coming from love, high vibration, or we're calling for love. When somebody is in a low vibration and having what you want to judge as poor, bad behavior, there's a need not being met, and they're calling for love. Now, it's not so easy sometimes to give love to another being who is having judged bad behavior. But what if I saw that as they have a need? And what is that need? What do you need? Just an ask, what do I need when I'm having low vibrational stuff? When I judge another, I'm only judging me. So the whole key to this is to set ourselves free by being impeccable with our word, which means what? Without sin. Okay, and what does that mean? Being impeccable means I'm going to be what with myself? Loving and kind. Okay, the ABC for this talk, I want you to continue to notice your judgments of others and yourself and just say, ah, I caught myself. Good job, right? Because it is a good job. I caught myself judging myself. Good. And you say, I free myself for forgetting who I am. I free myself for judging who you are. So that's number one. So the A actually is to be aware. To be aware when you're judging another, and the second part is when you're not being kind and loving to yourself or to someone else. If we don't have awareness, the rest of it doesn't work. So awareness is A. B, be kind. Be kind. It's be kind. Oh, I forgot to be kind to myself. Be kind to another. So B is the be kind, and C means course correction. That's when I do the I forgive myself, or I free myself from the judgment, or I give myself more love. It's okay, Liz. I love you. You ate the whole carton of ice cream, and you're releasing weight. I love you anyway. Impeccability with our word is the key. If you were ever told as a child, and as there's an example in this book, that you're stupid, and somehow you make an agreement with that adult who may have told you you're stupid, and so you go around doing stupid things to prove that point. But someday somebody says, you're really smart. And you question the old agreement, and you start to agree with, yeah, maybe I am really smart. And you set yourself free to a new agreement. It's about being love. We are love, returning to love, being love. So let us be impeccable, be loving and kind to ourselves, course correct when you need to. We are being the love to ourselves, being impeccable and loving, because it's really who we are. And we forgive ourselves and free ourselves for all the stuff that we're, but we're breaking through the agreements. We're creating a new dream of heaven on earth. And we're doing the work, and it makes a difference. And so it is.
Be the love you long for. Be the love, be the love. Be the love you live for. Be the love, be the love. Be the love you long for. Be the love, be the love. Be the love you live for. Be the love, be the love. Dancing in the mystery of silence. There's music in the spirit. If I'm quiet, I can hear it. The pounding in my heartbeat connects me to the ancient sea. Our collective memory, you know love is all around. Sometimes you're lost in on the ground, and then a flame ignites a song. Feels like I've waited for so long. Now I am falling, I am falling into being. I am falling into being. You can sing. Be the love you long for. Be the love, be the love. Be the love you live for. Be the love, be the love. Be the love you long for. Be the love, be the love. Be the love you live for. Be the love, be the love. Hear the wild sacred sounds of nature's harmonies. A symphony created, perfect unity related. Trusting what the heart knows. The wind and grass and river flows and flows. There's been so much pain and so much suffering. We must learn from the past, start to heal at last. There's got to be a change today, a choice to make a brighter day. Let the light of this song feels like we've waited for so long. Now I am falling into being. I am falling into being. Join me in singing. Be the love you long for. Be the love, be the love. Be the love you live for. Be the love, be the love. Be the love you long for. Be the love, be the love. Be the love you live for. Be the love, be the love. Be the love, be the love. Be the love, be the love. Be the love.
Breathe it in. Release whatever needs to get released. Yeah, that's right. Feel that. Breathe it in. Together. When we do it together, it's even that much more powerful. Breathe it in. And exhale it. Release.